Tyler Garrett, an 11-year-old boy with sandy blonde hair, rubbed his eyes and sat up in bed. The sound of a tractor had awoken him, and as he looked around, he noticed that it was still early in the morning because the sun was barely shining through his bedroom window. After stretching, he jumped out of bed and quickly got dressed. He started out the front door, but his mom stopped him and pointed to her eyes. He ran back to his room and grabbed his glasses, then ran out the front door and across the front yard. His mom yelled out from the kitchen window,
"Ty, the school bus will be here shortly. Don't go too far."
He yelled back as he continued to run.
"Okay, Mom, I won't."
The ground was still covered with the morning dew as he ran across a field where an old man was plowing. The man was around 95 years old. He was very slender and had little hair left on his head, which he concealed with an old straw hat to keep the sun from burning his scalp. The old man stopped the tractor and shut off the engine as Tyler ran up to him.
"Hey, Ty, you're up early."
"Yep. I heard your tractor and wanted to give you this before I go to school."
He smiled as he removed a pocket watch from its brown grocery bag wrapping.
"Wow, sure is shiny."
"It's for your birthday."
His eyes teared up slightly as he wound the watch. He was very appreciative that someone remembered his birthday. He never had children of his own and had lived alone for many, many years. Tyler heard the bus coming down the road.
"I'll see you later, Mr. Watts. I have to catch the bus."
The old man smiled as he put the watch in his pocket. Then he started the tractor and continued plowing the field. As the big yellow bus drove off, he thought to himself how time had slipped away. He was very old, never married, and had no kids of his own. But he was thankful to have such a great friend as Tyler. He looked forward to the times when he visited him at his home, which was just an old run-down ranch house that sat back in a heavily wooded area next to a creek. Mr. Watts had been a farmer most of his life and had been working the same piece of land since he was in his early 20s. Back then, he was a farmhand and worked for Mr. Herbert, the original owner of the land. A few years later, he moved into the ranch house when Mr. Herbert moved into town. Eventually, he had the opportunity to buy out Mr. Herbert's 1,500-acre farm, and he's been living and working on the same piece of land ever since. Tyler and his family were his closest neighbors. Mr. Watts enjoyed his conversations with Tyler, but he felt sorry for him when he talked about the bullies at his school. Tyler also enjoyed hearing Mr. Watts' stories about when he was a kid. He liked the scary ones, about an old Indian burial ground, and all the strange things that had happened there throughout the years. Mr. Watts had lived a very long life and had many stories to tell, and he liked to reminisce about them as he drove his tractor. It helped with the monotony of plowing row after row. Today, he was in a hurry to get his field plowed and didn't have time to think about anything else except the dark clouds in the distance. He knew a storm was brewing and needed to get done with his work. Tyler thought about Mr. Watts as he looked at the dark clouds through the bus window. He knew the farmers desperately needed the rain, according to Mr. Watts. It was a very peaceful morning, and as the bus cruised down a bumpy gravel road, Tyler was happy as he stared out the window. Mile after mile, one pasture after another passed by. It was farm country. Tyler and his parents, James and Michelle, had moved from the city a year ago to a little ranch 20 miles from a small town called Cokerville, which is where Tyler went to school. It had a population of about 1,800 people, and there were about 20 kids in his 6th grade class. The town only had one school, and kids from kindergarten through 12th grade went there. Tyler's dad owned a small electrical contracting company. In fact, it was so small that his dad was the only employee. His mom was the town's veterinarian. They moved to the small town to get away from the hectic life of the big city, and they wanted Tyler to be in a safer environment. Suddenly, a wad of paper hit Tyler in the back of his head, then the sound of laughter filled the bus.